This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, longtime NFL veteran, as Carl said, master podcaster. Catch him on CBS as well, CBSSports.com. And as you said, Carl, Bryant is the perfect guy to have on based on all those busted coverages. I mean, Bryant, not that you did that. You knew what you were doing out there with the Steelers. But how blown away were you by some of the – like? Let's start with a game that everyone's fresh in the memory. How things happened for Kansas City in those 13 seconds with those 3 timeouts?
I mean, it seems to me Buffalo, especially in the secondary guys, they got super relaxed. It felt like the game was over for Buffalo. And the best way you can tell by, you know, watching the ball game, the mindset of defenders or players in general, just the body language. If you look at that the first 2 plays, I mean, guys in the secondary was basically standing straight up. I mean, it's not even a football position. And they just made it so easy for Kansas City. I mean, think about this. Kansas City had 3 timeouts, basically – ended the game with a timeout in their pocket, if I'm not mistaken, because they ran 2 plays. The first play to Tyreek Hill for 19 yards. The second play to Travis Kelce. They still had a timeout to spare if they needed to. So the way they utilized the clock and just the misfortunate of not understanding and knowing the situation for Buffalo led to a huge field goal opportunity for the Chiefs.
All right, B, let's talk about, you know, the mistakes, though, and if it was a mistake. One of the things that Mike and I have been going back and forth on, squib kick, right? What do you do if you're kicking off and you want to leave as less time on the clock as possible? What would have been your strategy there, or did it not even matter?
You know what? Great question, because people are saying they should have squib kicked. But, guys, how many times have we watched football and we watch kickers try to squib kick and it's not accurate? How many times have you watched a kicker try to squib kick and hit the front line of the return team, which provides better field position? So me personally, I don't know exactly how accurate Buffalo's kicker was when it comes to squibbing the kick. But if you don't squib the kick the right way, you actually give the offense better field position than what they would get if you kick it in the end zone. Now, the gift and the curse. When you do squib kick, time will run off the clock. But you just don't know how accurate that squib kick would have been. Me, I'm okay. As a defender, I played in the secondary, played defense my entire life. If you kick the ball deep and they get the ball in 25-yard line with 13 seconds left to go, we got to win the ball game.
Yep.
That's the only option.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, longtime NFL veteran, as Carl said, master podcaster. Catch him on CBS as well, CBSSports.com. Yeah, Brian, you know, Kelce gets open, then he scores the touchdown. I know that those guys present huge matchups. Just bring it to the Falcons real quick. Is that what we're going to see from Pitts at some point as he learns more and more about the NFL? Because we've always thought he'd be the red zone weapon this year, but it took a minute. He's only got 1 touchdown this season. Is he going to get to that level, or is that going to require another quarterback?
We should. But it's hard to really compare and contrast when you're comparing a young tight end to a potential Hall of Fame tight end who has a Hall of Fame-like quarterback and who has probably one of the fastest wide receivers we've ever seen do it in Tyreek Hill. So Travis Kelce will always have opportunities to shine, especially in the red zone, because there's so many other things you have to worry about regarding Kansas City. Kyle Pitts is an extraordinary talent. I think we've seen a glimpse of that throughout his rookie year. But to be able to see Kyle Pitts provide Travis Kelce-like numbers, consistency, they have to improve the offensive roster. Because right now, number 8 is the guy you need to stop. And it's rare to see that for a first-year player, but the talent is not the same as it is in Kansas City, where if you devote all your attention to Travis Kelce, you got the cheetah wide open. And we saw what he can do when he gets one-on-one opportunities.
Fastest dude in the NFL? Fastest guy you've seen in the NFL? I mean, I've heard guys try to compare him to Deion. I mean, I don't even know if that's fair. He just runs away from people, B.
No, the thing about Tyreek Hill, he makes fast guys look slow. That's when you know he's fast. Think about that. We're not talking about guys that are not super elite athletes. We're talking about some of the best athletes in the world play in the secondary. Some of the fastest, quickest guys in the world play in the secondary when it comes to football players. He make those guys look slow, look like they're moving slow motion compared to Tyreek moving in full speed, in game speed. So, and think about Chris Johnson, right? Chris Johnson is one of the fastest running backs I've ever played against. But Chris Johnson ran smooth. When Tyreek Hill is running, you know he's moving fast. He's quick. Anytime he catches a pass, he goes back and he goes forward because no one can catch him. So remember when Deion used to run? Deion was a glider, but you saw how fast he was running because he was pulling away from people. Tyreek Hill, every part of his body moves fast. He talks fast. He laughs fast. He walks fast. He does everything fast. And it's a nightmare to try to contain him, especially in this. Think about this, Carl and Mike. If you're a defensive back, do you want to cover someone who's that fast in that type of conditions when it's 20 degrees outside? You're not supposed to be moving that fast when it's that cold at all.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
It doesn't bother him.
Right. It'd be amazing to see. We talked earlier with the play-by-play guy from Cincinnati. The Bengals beat the Chiefs and kind of, I mean, I presume they'll try that same game plan in the next time. Hey, man, on to the other wide receiver. They've got Carl loves the phrase, the triple crown. Most receiving yards, most catches, most touchdowns. Cooper Kupp. Now, obviously, that was a tremendous mismatch, but they decide to blitz. What did you think? It's Bryant McFadden, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. They go for the blitz, and you leave a safety taking that receiver, and that was obviously a mismatch, and the Rams win the game.
Yeah, communication error for Tampa. They sent an all-out blitz, but everybody didn't blitz. One thing about a Cancino Max Peel-like blitz concept, guys, you got to go. Like Coach used to tell us all the time, don't disguise. We don't care if they know we're coming. Our job is to make him throw the football when he's not ready to. And one of the linebackers didn't blitz for Tampa, and that gave Matthew Stafford all the time. And what happened was Antoine Winfield Jr. got caught watching the backfield. Watching the quarterback, if you look at that highlight, he never stared down the wide receiver. He was too busy looking in the backfield, anticipating the pressure getting to Matthew Stafford or Matthew Stafford throwing the football when he's not prepared to throw the football. And all Cooper Kupp did was just run right by him. So it was just a communication letdown, a mental error for Tampa that led to that huge reception by Cooper Kupp. And that's the last person you don't want to be watching. I mean, he's been a terror the entire season. As you said, the triple crown winner in football when it comes to wide receivers, a prolific-like guy. And that's the thing about playoff football in the NFL. Everything is a game seven. Every game is a game seven. One mistake can prevent you from advancing to the next round. And we saw a few mistakes for Tampa.
He is a two-time Super Bowl champion, football analyst for CBSSports.com, Bryant McFadden. And let me ask you, I want to go off track here just a bit for about these playoff games and ask you about Sean Payton. What do you think happens? Because it's been a long time since – that's evil laugh. It's been a long time since we've talked about, you know, somebody maybe being or leaving New Orleans as head coach or taking over. This is kind of interesting where the owner comes out and says, we're not sure what's going to happen. What do you think?
Man, listen, we're in Atlanta, and there are a lot of New Orleans Saints fans that live in Atlanta listening to us right now. What I think is going to happen, fellas, Sean Payton won't coach the New Orleans Saints this season.
Oh.
He will not coach the New Orleans Saints this year, 2022. That's what I think will happen. I did this for CBS Sports HQ over a week ago, highlighting some coaching vacancies, and I think Sean Payton will not coach the Saints in 2022.
Mm. Yeah, man, there's rumors everything from other gigs to a TV gig, potentially, and getting in the mix for Fox if Aikman's going to split for Amazon. So Bryant McFadden ahead of the curve on that story here on the WadeFord.com
hotline.
Yeah, man.
And get this, though. Get this. It's not like he's retiring from the game. He might go pull a Bruce Arians for a year, but he will be coaching sooner than later. So if he steps away from New Orleans, he's not stepping away to be done coaching in the National Football League. That's, and that would be the biggest, you know, surprise as well. You know, what would be next for Sean Payton when it comes to his coaching life.
It is, again, Brian McFadden, guys, breaking it down for us. We got a Rams rematch with the 49ers. Carl and I were talking about it earlier. Bryant, the Rams have lost four straight games over two seasons to the 49ers. Is it the pass rush? I mean, what are they doing that they are the kryptonite for the Rams?
Well, the thing about San Francisco, as you've seen them play this season, especially in the postseason, they play bully ball. They're the type of ball club that want to take you in the bathroom and just fight. You know what I mean? They don't want to finesse you. They don't want to trick you. They want to let you know we're going to fight. And the best way to slow down pass rushers like the Rams have in Von Miller, Floyd, and Aaron Donald is to run straight at them. Run straight at them. Make them think. Make them react instead of understanding and knowing what you're going to do when you're throwing the football. And that has been the storyline and the calling card for the success that San Francisco has had against the Rams. They run straight at them in a variety of ways. And let's keep it real. You guys are very, very familiar with Kyle Shanahan. When Kyle Shanahan is in his bag and he's dialing up heat, it can be a long day. I mean, that's the thing about Kyle Shanahan. When he understands and he stays the course with the game plan, he is a prolific play caller. And then when you transition to defensively, they got guys that can win their one-on-one matchups and put pressure on Matthew Stafford without blitzing. That's the key. They don't have to bring extra guys to put pressure on Matthew Stafford. So that has been the recipe for success for San Francisco and why they've been so successful against the Rams.
It's going to be interesting. Real quick, what do you think of Chase, man, and Burrow? Specifically, Chase is just kind of taking the league by storm. He killed the Chiefs in the last game they played a couple of weeks back, 3 weeks ago. I'm giving them a legitimate shot. I'm not saying because, you know, everybody thinks the Chiefs are just going to blow doors. I don't believe that.
Man, Lord have mercy. Boy, what they got going on in Cincinnati, I'm going to keep it real with you. When you have a bunch of young guys that are so talented, the moment is never too big for them. They are having fun.
Yeah.
One thing I used to always hate, and I see from Ja'Marr Chase right now, he catches passes and he's just smiling. Like he's not in any distress. He's not in distress or anything like that. He's just going through the motions and having fun. And Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, man, anytime your quarterback's in the game and locker room smoking cigars and dancing, man, come on, man. They're having kids. They're having fun. So they don't understand they're playing in the playoffs. You know how sometimes guys get a little tight? It's the playoff time. Fans get tight. Man, they're just having fun because they're not necessarily supposed to be where they are currently are. And they're not afraid of Kansas City. So what I think of those two guys, yes, they got more than a fighting chance. Now this is the kicker. They cannot surrender the same type of pressure they allowed from Kansas City. They gave up 9 sacks, but they were playing against Ryan Tannehill. If you give up 9 sacks playing against Pat Mahomes on the road, you're going home.
Yep.
The first game in Cincinnati did a better job in protecting Joe Burrow. That's why he threw for over 400 yards or whatever the case may be, and Ja'Marr Chase was unbelievable. But if they don't protect Joe Burrow better than what they did against Tennessee, they're going home. But, man, we thought we saw a barn burner last night. Go back and watch the first game against Cincinnati and Kansas City in the back-and-forth affair. But Ja'Marr Chase, man, NFL comparison I give to Ja'Marr Chase, he reminds me a lot of Jimmy Smith.
Good stuff. B, good to talk with you, man. Congratulations on all the success. I'm glad you were able to stop by. You know, I mean, you're so busy and all. I mean, you know, I mean, you want to stop by.
I'm only a phone call away, and I'm still waiting on my Hey Man. Even though I don't drink, I love just to have
it on display.
Able to see. Yeah, no question. But I'm a phone call away. Wasn't that the Jason? We were a phone call away. I can't remember, but don't worry. But I'm a phone call away.
We got you, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.